it's that time of year. The mark of your toolkit should include a chiropractor. Maybe Dr. Max Reinecke. He's an old tool, been around 30-plus years.
Yeah, and I get sharper as the years go by.
I like that. We want to talk a little bit about the types of people that need a chiropractor this morning. I know that there are people, and I could say everybody does, but there are two people that need it more than others. Well, types of people.
Well, actually, the two types of people that need chiropractors, one know they do and the other don't.
Oh.
So, and that's why I'm on the radio with you, Bill. For one thing, I enjoy my time with you, but as the years have gone by, I've realized that it is the worse off people present themselves to me, the harder it is for me to fix them, the less of a chance of getting close to perfection like they're hoping for. So the sooner we can get people in to see a chiropractor, the better off for them and the easier on me.
I know you work very hard with those that have questions, and it's not your grandfather's chiropractor anymore because you understand what's going on. You stay current. There are new things that have happened in the 30-some years you've been doing it.
There is, and probably the biggest change in the method of adjusting is adding traction in with the adjustment. And back in the day when Hippocrates was saying things like, don't look at, for health, don't look at the alchemist's pot, but look at the spine, he would adjust people. And back in those days, there was a lot of slaves around. And so he would have a slave or a servant, if you prefer that term. One would pull on the legs and one would pull on the arms as he would adjust the spine. And that is one of the methods we used with Bill, for example, with his lumbar disc problem. We didn't, the way we manipulated that disc was by tractioning the leg to move the disc so that it wasn't a wedge anymore. It was more of a disc shape. And that is one innovation that I think helps us to help a lot more people. But the type of person I'm talking about is they think they have a problem that chiropractors can't help them with. And we've talked before, Bill, what is the... What do you need nerves to do in your body?
Well, you need them not to hurt and to send alarms. You need them to act normally, just like the beat of a heart.
And you need them to do just about anything you want to do, you accomplish with nerves, right?
I would think so, depending on what activity you're doing.
Well, any activity requires nerves. You know, if you're going to move an arm, your brain has to tell a muscle to function and whatnot. So basically, just about any problem has a start with a chiropractic problem, with a pinched nerve problem. And depending on how far it's left to go, it might get to be so hard to fix that one would think it couldn't be fixed. I had a patient in for an adjustment, and her husband came along. They were kind of running errands together like couples do. And I knew he had had a hip replacement at a young age. And I said, hey, do you mind? Let's just check and see if anything is not working on your body. And we tested a few legs, and he had a weakness with turning his foot in, much like you did with your knee, Bill, and it was on the side that had the artificial hip. And I said, so why did that hip wear out faster than the other one? And he kind of had one of those reasons that... Well, there was more strain on it. Well, why was there more strain on it? Well, maybe it has to do with this muscle weakness. And when we got done with his leg, he said, well, what about this wrist I have that's sore? I've been a carpenter for 15 years and swung a hammer quite a bit. And of course, he had an accompanying weakness with his cervical nerves in the hand. And I said, well, so what do you think about that? And he says, I think I need to make an appointment. And he came in thinking that his wife had a good chiropractor and he didn't need one. He was lucky. And left the building realizing that he was wrong. He did need some chiropractic treatment. And He was in yesterday. We took some x-rays, and he had some degenerative change that goes along with the signs that I could see of the weakness, and we're going to get after him and get him better. And that hip replacement is going to last much longer with proper muscle tone around that hip joint because of the reconnecting his brain with that joint by taking the pressure off his nervous system.
Dr. Max Reinecke's been doing this 30-plus years. People should know your phone number, website, location.
Well, most of my patients do know my phone number, but for those that don't, it's 335-0880, and you can find us on the internet, ReinekeClinic.com. I would bet you can Google Dr. Max Sioux Falls, Max the chiropractor, muscle testing doctor, or just call 335-0880. Melissa will get you an appointment. Most of the time, it's the same day. Sometimes if you call late in the day or if we really have a jam day like we did yesterday and Monday, but we always do the best we can to get in as soon as possible. And once you're in, you're going to know what's going on and most likely leave with your first adjustment and sleep a little bit better that night.
Facebook page. One of the things we didn't have 30-some years ago.
Yes.
Today we do, and you can actually go online and take a look at a couple of the things that you have done recently.
Yes, I would say do look at our Facebook page. We've got a picture up of a series of pictures of an infant getting adjusted, and while you're there, like us. We'd appreciate that.
So doctors will send me notes saying, you know, you were in for a procedure 6 months ago, a year ago, you ought to come back now. With a chiropractor, if I've had a procedure, I've been treated, haven't done anything in 6 months or a year, when do I come back?
Lots of times, Carrie will send out postcards after 5 months. It's a little bit longer than three or four, and it's less than six. That's what we picked, and we get quite a few people that when they get the postcard, either the little light bulb goes off and says, yeah, you know, I should get back in. Or about 2 weeks after they get the postcard, their pain comes back and they come in accusing us of having little voodoo dolls in the back room that we're using to conduce them to come in.
He is Dr. Max Reinecke, Reinecke Chiropractic. First and only chiropractor I've ever gone to, and I went last year before I did all those steps in D.C. I survived the year, played a little better golf. I don't know if I need a tune-up before I hit the golf course this year, but we'll see.
Thanks, Bill.
Dr. Max.